Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into business continuity and personnel safety.
Yeah, fascinating stuff.
And it sounds a little dry, right? Like
Yeah.
spreadsheets. Who wants to
Okay.
talk about that?
Yeah.
But when you send over this crisp framework,
Oh, yeah.
it's about way more than just like checking off boxes.
It is. It's about, building resilience, right?
Right.
Protecting your valuable assets. And really understanding the human element of all this.
Yeah. And I think, section 7.13, when they get into business continuity planning,
Yes.
that's where it clicked for me. Because, everyone says, yeah, we need a business continuity plan, but this is like down to the
No, because
processes,
they want you to map
like,
out.
individual.
It's knowing what makes your business tick, right?
Yeah.
And having that plan B and C, maybe even D if something goes wrong.
And it's not even just about like what you do, it's how you do it.
Yeah.
Like they get into how you communicate during a crisis,
Yeah.
how to keep employees in the loop, how to deal with like the media if they come knocking.
Absolutely. And I think that's often overlooked, right? It's one thing to have a plan,
Oh yeah.
but if you can't communicate effectively when it hits the fan,
Totally.
it's all for
It's all
nothing.
for nothing, yeah. So, we were talking about the how. I was really struck by the three core objectives they listed for business continuity: safety of people, minimizing damage, and survival of the business. But what I thought was interesting was the order. Because safety of people
Yes.
was first.
Front and center. And it highlights this really important shift. We often get caught up in, protecting the bottom line, the financial
Right.
aspects, but this puts the well-being of your people first. And it's about, proactive steps. What are we doing now to make sure that if something happens,
Yes.
our people are safe, not just picking the pieces afterward?
And that kind of, I think, leads us perfectly into section 7.15,
Yeah.
which is about personnel safety and security,
Yes.
specifically while traveling,
Oh, right.
which, it's like they wrote a little tiny guidebook to navigating the world today.
It's so easy to get caught up, right?
Right.
You're rushing through the airport, you're thinking about a million things,
Yes.
and this section just brings it back down to earth, right? Like, don't travel with sensitive data unless you absolutely have to.
Oh, yeah.
Public Wi-Fi.
Don't do it.
Convenient, yes, but it's a hacker's paradise.
Oh, it's so dangerous. I mean, don't even get me started on like the free charging stations. Like,
Right.
stick to the wall.
Exactly.
But one thing that I loved in this section was they talked about code words for duress systems, which I thought was very, very smart.
It's a small detail, but
It is. It is.
it can make a huge difference.
So, I mean, what does this all boil down to for you? For our listeners out there, we've thrown a lot of information at them.
I think the biggest takeaway here is, this isn't about living in fear. This is about being prepared.
Right.
Having a plan, thinking about these things in advance so that
So you're not caught off guard. Yeah.
exactly, and you can react effectively if and when something happens.
And on that note, we've talked a lot about preparing for the expected, right?
Yeah.
But what about those curveballs? The things that you don't see coming?
Right.
What advice, what strategies, whether it's in your professional life or your personal life, how do you deal with those unknown unknowns? Until next time, keep learning, stay curious, and stay safe.